This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
It seems like they're painting Chad to be this kind of manipulative idiot. At a certain extent, I mean, the talks about and some of them, the highlights I saw were, if you text me an emoji, I'll give you your protection back because I've been talking to your dead grandfather. I mean, all these things. I mean, it's got to be painting to the jury Chad's out of his mind, as well as Lori, and it's got to make it easier to tee up to accept that, yeah, he probably killed these kids because look at this other crazy shit he's been saying to people.
Right. Yeah. My thing is like, I always felt that Lori was the master manipulator, that she was the puppet master of that relationship. And I still feel that way. That being said, all they need to prove is that Chad had knowledge of what she was doing. Mm-hmm. You know, like the conspiracy charge is relatively easy to be able to, you know, kind of nail home in terms of, because like, it basically, it could be any of the co-conspirators that can, you know, that commit the overt act in terms of the underlying crime, which are the homicides, is which they want to get them on. And so it doesn't need to be Chad, because I don't know that they'll ever be able to show that, especially as to JJ and Ty Lee. That's why I think they're spending so much time on Tammy, because she's the first degree murder charge in this whole case. You know, like they're desperately trying to prove that he's responsible for Tammy's death, whether it be by him, you know, putting Alex on the job or whatever the case may be. That's the same as him pulling the trigger himself.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just, yeah, I don't know. It depends on if this jury knows any of the story, and I would find it hard to believe. And I know this spent a long time picking this jury, you know, to try to get kind of an unbiased jury in there, you know, because if the jury knows any of the story, no, like it's all for naught. No one's buying any of this. You know what I'm saying? If they really are kind of a blank canvas jury, you know, I mean, it could become a tougher get for the state here. But, you know, like, cause I don't think Pryor was ineffective in terms of his crosses on the first like 7 days. Like I thought he was kind of winning the days, but that was really more because I didn't think the state's witnesses were their best witnesses. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Is the witnesses improved? That's where you're seeing Pryor not being nearly as effective in his cross examinations and, you know, kind of making points. So, it's going to be a long trial though.
You know, yeah.
They were talking 8 to 10 weeks on this thing. So
what have been some of the pieces of evidence that have stood out to you, whether it be in the text messages, whether it be some of the audio, the voicemails, all that stuff, 911 calls that really do seem to point it in the direction that Chad certainly had a part in Tammy's death and or JJ and Tylee's.
Thus far, to me, the most powerful like consciousness of guilt evidence was which we had not seen prior, was the video, the squad video of Chad in the back of the squad and his daughter talking to him and his daughter saying, well, you know, like, are you going to be okay here? And he's telling her, I'm probably not getting out. You know, I need you to, you know, pay the mortgage, you know, and keep paying the mortgage. Like he's clearly stating to his daughter that he knows that he's in for the long haul, to the extent where she's going to have to maintain the house and do everything that he would normally be doing. To me, that was pretty powerful, because that's coinciding with the search when they discover the kids. So, or the remains at least. So like, to me, frankly, that was the most powerful stuff, you know, because the rest of it, I think Pryor is able to really kind of sell this, like, this, is this really much more than a guy having an affair on his wife? You know, like you're not seeing the smoking gun stuff yet in terms of the texts, in terms of the emails between Lori and Chad. So, you know, like I haven't seen, that's what I'm saying. I have not seen a ton of that, but I think it's coming now, but that evidence with him and his daughter was pretty powerful.
And that was the first time any of us saw that had never been released before.
Right.
And they released it, you know, fairly early on into this. Do you think we're going to see more pieces like that, more unseen, the chunks of this case that have been sitting there, just waiting to be used at some point?
I hope so. I hope there's a whole bunch of it, you know, because like the reason we didn't see that is in the context of what it was, it made no sense in Lori's case. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I'm hoping that we have a ton of stuff like that, mm-hmm. you know, like like his interviews, if he did interviews with law enforcement, like I'm hoping we're seeing all these things that we didn't see in Lori's because it wasn't relevant in terms of their prosecution of her, which are going to be highly relevant here in their prosecution of Chad. I'm hoping that there's a ton of it, because that's really what they're going to need. Cause again, that conspiracy charge, you know, it's like, they just have to show the agreement, you know, and also an overt act. And again, like he doesn't have to be the one who committed the overt act.
Mm-hmm.
Like once you have an agreement with the parties and, you know, and it's basically to commit some kind of crime, if an overt act is made by anybody within the co-conspirators, you're on the hook, you know? Yeah. So it's really kind of the easier charge to get to. With conspiracy, you don't actually have to commit the crime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like just like talking about committing a crime and making somebody doing something in furtherance of the commission of the crime, even without committing it, is enough to get a conspiracy charge mm-hmm. hung on you. So, you know, like the state, I'm pretty confident that he's going down on this thing. The thing that I think may end up happening is I don't know if Pryor might be doing enough to save his life in the sense that he might not get the death penalty on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, maybe. And that's a big question. Yeah. How are they going to argue the cause of death with Tammy? Because obviously, correct me if I'm wrong, that was changed to asphyxiation, was it not?
Right.
So we can't go.
And that's after she's exhumed.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, that's a pretty tough one to argue in your own home that you had nothing to do with that. I mean, are they going to say she killed herself with a pillow over her head? And so, I mean, I don't know where you... They would almost have to introduce another character of some sort that would have gone into the house and done that. Maybe that's Alex Cox.
I think that's going to be Alex Cox.
Interesting.
I do. I think, if I remember correctly from Lori's trial, I think that they were able to establish that Alex Cox was in the area
mm-hmm.
that the night Tammy died. So, but I don't think that that's come in yet,
mm-hmm.
but I think that's what it's going to be. But it doesn't help Chad Daybell.
It doesn't.
If he's also at home, where's he at when Alex Cox has a pillow over his wife's face?
Yeah, like,
you know what I'm saying?
Go ahead. So, go in my wife's bedroom. It's a trade-off.
I'm just going to look the other way. What's that on the wall? You know, if they could show Chad was in and around the property at the time that that took place, which... We know he was.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we know he was. So, and if they can show Alex was there, which I'm assuming Pryor's going to have to do that,
mm-hmm.
you know, but like he's also going to have to back away from it because
mm-hmm.
he can't lean into the fact that Alex is the one who killed Tammy because Chad's there.
Mm-hmm.
How do you explain it? You can't explain it away.
No,
you know,
there's no explaining. I don't envy John Pryor. I'm sure he's doing
tough
the best
gig,
that
man.
He can,
tough
but
gig.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's a battle you can't win. But maybe he can save his life. We'll see.
Yep.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.